If your initial investment is $500 million and your apartments are up in March, you should have X amount of dollars rolling in by the end of this year.
Ah, X amount. That's very good, isn't it?
Not only that, you can depreciate the entire building for the full amount.
Depreciate. Very good. I like that.
And we found a way to get around this fair housing crap.
Ah, good. Getting around the crap. That's good.
By keeping the rents high, we're going to appeal to a select class of people.
Select class. Very, very good.
We'll keep the eggplants out.
Ah, good. We don't want any vegetables.
No, no, the jungle bunnies.
Oh, of course, they'll eat the vegetables.
Boss, can I talk to him? We're going to keep out the niggers.
The what?
The niggers. We'll keep them out.
Yes.
Sir, you are talking to a nigger.
Finally, The Rock has come back. Check 1, 2, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL. Coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Okay, man, it's been taking me a while to really get into this shit, man. To get in the mood to even fuck with this. But, you know, I must restore balance to the universe, man. You know, that's what I do. That's my shtick, man. That's my spiel. So, just when I think I'm done, just when I think I'm out, they pull me the fuck back in. So, where should we start off? You know, I let me put it to you this way. I've been trying to enjoy my Olympics, man. If there's anything that gives me hope and just makes me shine, just my eyes twinkle and, you know, just my heart flutter and just have all sorts of glee within me, man. It's looking at them sisters, man, on the Olympics. Good God, man. It's nothing more. You're not going to find any more beautiful specimens of sisters on the planet, man. You looking at that goddamn Olympics, boy. You know, gymnastics is cool, but, you know, them track sisters, god damn, man. Oh, just absolute, just stunning. Just, I love them. Oh, just beautiful, man. And so, I like to start off by saying they, you know, shitting on Gabby Douglas as far as the media. That's crazy, man. You know, they get Simone Biles, you know, with her gymnastic uber brilliance. And they just basically, they kind of swept Gabby up under the rug. And you can kind of feel, you can kind of see it in her face. You feel like, she feel used up and dejected, man. I don't know, just her overall demeanor and just the way she looked with the rest of her team, man. You know, it's almost like she just can't wait for this shit to be over with, man. You know what I mean? But damn, boy, Simone Biles is that shit, man. Gabby cool too, but she seemed to, I don't know, man. Her heart don't seem like she's in it, man. You know, I can also see, you know, fucking around with broads all my life. You know they got that rivalry, man. You know, they want to see who the top bitch is and shit. So, you know, they got that little catty shit probably going on behind closed doors. Simone and Gabby. Oh, man. And shout out to the sister. What was her name? Simone Manuel. Or Manuel, or whatever, the sister that won, I think it was a 100-meter swimming, 100-meter swim race. She got that gold medal. They shitted on her, too. You know what I mean? They didn't really make too much ado about that or a big fuss about that. I believe that in the middle of her trying to win that race or something, and when she did win that race, I think they cut. They had a cut scene, went to something else that was just frivolous and meaningless. I can't remember what it was, you know, just kind of, because I didn't actually see the race, because swimming really ain't my bag, man. I just heard people talking about it, man, you know. So, you know, my whole thing, man, I've been checking out them Olympics, man. Olympics, like I said, the Olympics gives me hope for the black woman. The Olympics give me hope for the black woman. And I need that. I needed that injection of hope because... the amount of niggotry and fuckery that's been going on with niggas, period, especially, you know, with sisters, and some cats done hollered at me, and of course, I don't even know why y'all keep asking me this shit, because I'm just going to piss y'all the fuck off, you know what I mean? I've had this curse of being well-rounded when it comes to my views, because I can see it from all viewpoints and all angles. I've had a well-rounded existence of being on both sides of the fence. So when y'all holler at me about these things, once again, I have the mind of God. How can you understand God, son? You can't comprehend the things of God. That's why when I hit y'all with this shit, it may wow, it may astound you, it may leave you in a state of paralysis when I hit you with this mind-blowing commentary, man. You know what I mean? So, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. And be careful what you ask me, because when I hit you with it, the lesser Negro will probably see it as coonery. You know what I mean? But these are the lesser evolved niggas, man. You know what I mean? These are grunt work niggas. These are the type of niggas that dig ditches and, you know, flip burgers and fry your fries. You know what I mean? These are not niggas as well equipped to actually go out and reason and think shit out. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm a general in the game. And, you know, and that's what generals do. Generals make war plans. And like I say, we see the overall war campaign, and that's what we fucks with. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things I'm going to say. It's probably going to just leave motherfuckers just scratching their heads. But once again, man, like I said, I'm a general in the game. I do not do grunt work. So when you're asking me these questions about niggas getting popped, that's grunt work. I do not disparage niggas that do grunt work. We need grunts. We need cannon fodder. We need niggas to go out there and catch them bullets, man. I know what you have totally overstepped your bounds, Mac. No, nigga, no. Like I said, the war will be waged on many fronts and on many levels. I do not disparage the nigga that wants to be cannon fodder. Nigga, if you want to catch the bullets, by all means, catch the bullets, man. It won't be me. I'll be sitting up on high on Mount Olympus, making rational fucking contingency plans to fight the whole war campaign. I will not be goddamn running around losing my goddamn senses over a grunt that gets popped. And so that leads me to the Corin, how do you pronounce her name? Corin Gaines chick, man. Man, good Lord, man. If you ever want to see just some ridiculous fucking shit coming out of a bitch, man, this shit, I couldn't believe this shit, man. Like I said, I've had the distinct pleasure being on both sides of the fence. I've been harassed by white supremacists and police, and I have actually done police work to a degree. Like I said, I've been a security guard, corrections officer, bouncer, military. And anybody who's been in these fields, man, will tell you that it is not easy to police niggas, man. It's just not. It is not easy to police niggas, man. And, of course, niggas, once again, who can't comprehend the mind of God will not be able to comprehend the shit that I'm spitting to them because, of course, they've never fucking done the job. So, you know, these niggas, of course, they're going to have this strange mindset where they want to speak on shit that they have no knowledge of. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the bouncer, security guard, corrections officer, military shit, and anybody who's actually done, especially if you're out here in the streets doing policing, anybody who's done the job, if you ask some of your contemporaries or your peers as in law enforcement, they'll tell you to your face. 90% of them will probably tell you, I would much rather go to a white community and police in a white community. I would much rather do that shit. You know what I mean? Because these niggas don't have a lick of goddamn sense, man. These motherfuckers is butt wild, son. And that could be illustrated right now what's going on in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Niggas is flipping the fuck out because a brother got shot. Once again, I do not talk about the guilt or the innocence or who deserved to die. I don't, you know, like I said, we need grunts and we need niggas to take the bullets for the cause. You know what I mean? That's what we need. I'm a general in the game. I do not get upset when grunts get popped. I don't. Okay, so that bring me to the Corin Gaines broad. This bitch, she want to turn a traffic stop into a goddamn death wish. You know, she want to turn a traffic infraction into a just, you know, a death sentence, man. I'm like, really, bitch? You know, just take the ticket, man, and you know, go about your way. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously? You know, she tried to do that sovereign citizen shit. And, you know, and that's really not the whole gist of it, man. I mean, I can kind of rock with what she's doing to a degree because it ain't really what you do, it's how you do it. And, quietness is kept. Every street nigga is not championing this fuck shit that you see on TV. Of course, the mass media wants to get that impression, especially out here on YouTube and Facebook. You know, they think, oh, every street nigga gonna side with this bitch. You know, I like the bitch's energy. You know what I mean? It was just focused all wrong, man. It was just focused all wrong. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. I had some of my cousins, right, call me. Because ever since all this police shit been popping off, all my cousins call me. Now, keep in mind, I'm the square nigga in the family, man. Most of my family street niggas. I'm the only ones that actually graduated high school. But when it comes to actually being able to get shit going, get shit popping, you know, when it comes to money and finances and wealth, like, I'm the lowest on the totem pole, man. My people's got millions, you know what I mean? I'm not going to say how they got the millions and what they did. But, of course, my people's, I mean, these are not thugs. These is what you would call gangsters. These niggas is gangsters, man. You know what I mean? And they call me all the time talking about, what the fuck wrong with these niggas, cuz? I'm like, man, I don't know. I'm like, maybe you can give them a crash course, man, on how to basically manipulate and circumvent the fucking system, man. He's like, nah, cuz, we good. I'm like, yeah, you know. My peoples, man, they know how to work the system, man. They know how to work the system. I think one of them actually did prison time. You know what I'm saying? Just one. Out of maybe like 10. You know what I mean? So that lets you know that my peoples, you know, hey, they know what they doing. They've been there, they done that. When they're dealing with law enforcement, they keep it respectful. You know, it's kind of like if you look at those old movies where the Italians, the mafiosos, you know, they pretty much understood that the police had a job, the mafia had a job. And it's the cops' job to basically catch, you know, the mafia members, you know what I mean? And they respected that, you know what I mean? There was a mutual respect between both factions. The so-called good guys and the so-called bad guys. You know what I mean? There was an honor system, you know, embedded in that, man. We don't seem to have that with these niggas, man. These niggas just seem to be just buck wild, helter-skelter. You know, they're real chaotic with their evil and their energy. You know what I'm saying? Like I told y'all before, niggas is evil and white people is evil. Just the main thing about white folks is they organize their evil better, basically making their evil look greater in scope. And it is because, like I said, they've organized it to the point where, you know, it's like you can't escape the shit, man, because they just have much better organizational skills. But like I said, man, this Corin Gaines broad, man, it's like, you know, then she gonna use her children as human shields. You know, she got the kids all up in the front seat daring the cops to come get her. You know, you're going to have to kill me. And, you know, then I guess a week later, she get a warrant for her arrest, a warrant for her boyfriend's arrest. Cops come to serve the warrant because she failed to appear in court on some lesser shit. Of course, this is what the police are saying. I do not confirm nor deny none of this shit because it's all hearsay. But they say she had a shotgun, so they had to call SWAT on her. And, you know, it's like niggas through social media, they just getting half the story. Because the first story was, oh, they just showed up at her door with SWAT. It's like, why would they do that? That don't make any sense. Then you find out that basically it was just the police showing up. And then once they seen the bitch was gonna go out on her shield with a shotgun. It's kind of odd to me. Like, you know, why would a bitch have a shotgun? You know what I mean? That's not necessarily what you would call a ladylike weapon. But anyway, that's what they said. They said she had a shotgun, so they called the SWAT team. And the broad was, you know, threatening to shoot the cops while she had the kids in her lap and shit. Like, bitch, really? Y'all co-signing this shit? Come on, man. You motherfucking niggas. I ain't co-signing this crazy ass bitch using her kids as no fucking shield. If you gonna go ahead and be a batshit crazy bitch, then, you know, leave your kids out of it. You know what I mean? If you wanna do grunt work, then bitch, do grunt work, but leave your kids out the shit. Now you done scarred, traumatized your kids for life and shit. You know what I mean? Cause you wanna be a revolutionary. Come on, man, with this shit, man. And of course, you know, there's all kinds of, see, I don't really debate the guilt or the innocence of the shit because, once again, if you wasn't there, you don't fucking know. And plus, the media likes to keep the shit vague. They like to muddy the waters because the more muddier and the more murkier they can make it, the more emotional both factions, most camps will be, whether they be white or black. Let me tell you what the fuck going on right now, man, because this is a PSYOP campaign, and most niggas, God damn it, man. I hate doing these shows. It's like I'm just a broken record, man. But this is a straight playbook out of Nazi Germany right before Hitler did his thing with the Jews, man. You know, he embarked on a propaganda demonization campaign to, you know, make the Jews look really bad, right? And basically that's what's going on right here. A lot of Negroes, for some strange reason, think that all white people are evil. But let me tell you, there's white folks out there that really, you know, they really dig, what's a good word I'm looking for? Okay, let's put... They dig the whole concept of land of the free, home of the brave. And they really think that black people should be incorporated in that also. That were not true, of course. Black people would not be free to this day, you know, through the abolitionists of the 16th, 17th, 1800s. Yeah, you had people back there that actually wanted to see black people free and wanted to see them not suffer under tyranny. And we have that going on today. We got white folks as, hey, they don't want to see anybody under the thumb of tyranny. But basically, we have the government who, how can I put this? The black man is obsolete. The industrial age is over, and they have to figure out what are we going to do with all of these out of work, obsolete niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? What are we going to do with them? So, like I said, they've opted for a lot of soft kill methods, but, you know, it'd be so much better if we could just round up a whole lot of them and just slaughter them motherfuckers, man. So right now they're creating a climate where that's feasible and that's possible. And the only way they can really get that off is if they go through a smear campaign of black people in general. And what's happening right now, because, you know, I keep my thumb on the pulse of America, you know what I mean? And a lot of white folks that would have a nigga's back are kind of changing their tune because they just so tired of niggas crying. You know, crying just being irrational and stupid about shit. So when white folks look at the Corrin gang situation and how the cops handled it, and then you look at all sorts of black folks on social media tripping about, oh, those cops are racist, they was racist, they was, you know, white folks is like, seriously? It's like, man, they handled that woman with kid gloves, man. You know what I mean? Shit. I mean, there wasn't a racist thing that happened during that goddamn stop. It was just a crazy bitch that didn't want to comply. Because she just thought she had special privileges, right? And so you got a lot of white folks out here that's just getting really tired of getting blamed for shit that they didn't do, getting tired of being called racist when they're not racist, where it's just, bitch, these are rules that you have to comply to live in a civilized society. And if you don't do it, you know, there's consequences to that shit, you know? So right now we got just a massive smear campaign where every time you look at the TV, every time you look at the news, there's a mass of black folks that's championing ratchet fucking behavior. And white folks are seriously rethinking and reassessing their stance on, are black people actually able to be helped? You know what I mean? That's what's going on right now, man. That's what's going on right now. And I know you're saying, I don't need white folk anyway. Okay, all right. Hey, man, like I said, hey, do grunt work, all right? You do grunt work, and I'm going to be sitting on high Mount Olympus doing my thing, man. I'm going to check out the whole war campaign, and I'm making contingency plans. You know what I mean? Yeah, this whole propaganda, man, that they disseminating out here, man, through all sorts of media outlets, it's deadly, man. It's devastating. Imagine just how devastating and just all pervasive it is when you just keep bombarding a nation of people, especially, you know, black folks, who have the IQs between 85 and 95. You know what I mean? I mean, this sort of propaganda works masterfully against low IQ niggas, man. It really does, man. So, bruh, man, this shit crazy, man. This shit, you know, the Corrin gang's chick, you know, she's a light-skinned, pretty-ass, red-bone bitch. And you know what, come on, man, you know what type of chick this is, man. This is the type of chick, man, she ain't used to hearing no. This bitch is not used to hearing the word no. You know what I mean? So she gonna fight you tooth and nail. Nah, nigga, fuck you, nigga. No, it ain't like that. Nah, fuck you. And I wish you would. Trust me, boo-boo. You know, that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Reminds me of the bitches that I fuck with, man. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, look, you signed this contract. Nah, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, fuck that contract, nigga. it's on site, nigga, but you agreed to do it and you've been doing it for like 5, 6. Fuck you, nigga. I ain't on it, nigga. I want to be off the site, nigga. You still getting paid off, you know? So every time Corin was hitting, you know, with that shit, just that old ratchet ass, irrational, emotional shit talking, you know, that's all I could hear. It was like I was talking to one of my models. It was just like, damn, this is a hard-head ass bitch, man. There ain't no way that you can even talk to this bitch, man. This crazy bitch, man. God damn. Fuck you. I'm not signing that. I'm not subject to your rules and your laws and this. Come on with that shit. Just like my boy Tony Dreamer, man, Magneto, when this shit was going on with Xena, he was like, man, go ahead, man, just call her, man, you know. Man, all she want to do is talk to you, man, you know, just slide her 100 or something, man, and send her on her way, man, you know, just, you know, because he got an affinity for the bitch, and I do too, man, you know, I was really, you know, she was one of my favorites, man, but it's obvious that the elevator don't go all the way upstairs, man. And I tell the nigga, man, I'm like, bruh, you know what time it is with these bitches, man. You cannot negotiate with terrorists, nigga. This bitch is a terrorist. You know what I mean? I do not negotiate with terrorists and have a discussion with her for what? You know what I mean? It's like, that would be like trying to have a conversation with an adult person who vividly believes that the Easter Bunny is real. It's like, you know, it's why have a conversation with a motherfucker that has that sort of mentality, that sort of mindset? Like, I'm not just going to sit here and tell you, bitch, that the Easter Bunny does not exist. Right? Because that's basically what the hell is going on. She wants to have an argument about why am I still on the site and you still making money off me and you did this and you did... Bitch, you signed 8, 9 model releases saying that I could do whatever the fuck I want to do with this shit, and that's what the fuck I did. And now I'm supposed to have a conversation with you just to assuage your butthurtness about what the fuck going on because some ghetto ass nigga in the projects wants to fuck you, but you won't let him fuck. So instead of this nigga going about his way, he gonna start throwing your porn all up in your face and in your kid's face, and that's somehow my goddamn fault. No. So like I said, that's what this Corin Gaines bitch just remind me of. Just a crazy buck wild irrational bitch you can't reason with. You know what I mean? And no, I'm not getting behind this hoe. Fuck this bitch, man. She using her babies as human shields. She want to turn a goddamn traffic stop, a traffic violation citation, into a goddamn full-fledged capital murder situation. You know what I mean? It's like, come the fuck on, man. Yo, Mac, what you think about that, man? What you think? Well, what's to think about it? Ain't shit to think about it. This bitch did grunt work, went out on her shield, greatly appreciated. The revolution will not be televised. Well, in this instance, I guess it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I don't do grunt work, nigga. I don't do grunt work. I will allow and I will let these niggas do grunt work. Shit. There is no right or wrong to this. There is no such thing as a bloodless revolution. So if these niggas want to go ahead, suit up, want to go head to head, run face first into the wood chipper, nigga, I'm going to pat you on your back and send you on your way. Like, nigga, do that shit, nigga. Handle that. Handle it. Nigga, you was for the police. Nigga, when them police got popped, did you hear me shedding a fucking tear about that shit? No. Mm-mm. Hey, if any of y'all know anything about comics, Marvel Comics, then you know what I'm about to say. I am the watcher. I just watch. You know what I'm saying? I just watch and I calculate and I deduce shit and I come to conclusions, right? But I am forbidden from just getting into the affairs of mortal men. I can't do it, nigga, because these niggas is mortals. I mean, they kind of simple-minded. You can't understand the mind of God, nigga. That's right. I am Al-Kidar, Melchizedek, the green one, the one who came to Musa and said, hey, man, you're not going to be able to comprehend this shit. I'm going to kick to your boy. I'm going to I'm on some space age shit. You know what I mean? I'll take you on as my student, but you have to promise me that you will not question what I teach you and what I show you. Musa said, I can do it. It can be done. But ultimately, it could not be done because the truth was too heavy to Musa, man. Moses, for those that don't know. It was too heavy. He's like, man, I don't understand this shit that you're doing, man. The shit you're saying is cornery. The shit you're saying is cornery. Another thing about that, man. If you ever have a debate with one of these isosceles triangle head ass niggas, man, and the first thing that come out their mouth is use a coon. Let them niggas go, man. These niggas is grunts. Let these niggas go. You know what I'm saying? They don't really have the capacity for thought. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, if you're having a so-called intellectual conversation with a nigga, man, you're supposed to be able to debate your points. And, of course, you don't really debate your points by coming out your mouth, hurling slurs at motherfuckers, man, with that coon shit, man. That shit is... I blame Tariq for this shit. You know, Tariq, he's just... He's created a lot of baby Tariqs. And, you know, Tariq, he was really the first to really just go ham with this word. And so it's kind of gone viral. And every nigga and their mama, every time they hear something they can't comprehend, you know, coon, it's bad. It's bad. But once again, typically the niggas is throwing around the C word. These niggas is grunts, man. These niggas is grunt niggas. They don't really have the capacity for thought. They're not really made for the war college. They're not really made for, like, higher levels of thought or the other level of the game, man. Yeah, don't waste your time, man. Shit. I don't fuck with grunts, and I don't negotiate with terrorists, man. I don't do it, cuz. So check this out, man. Fat Mac, Almighty, Triple XL. I have ruffled feathers. I have pissed niggas off. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's to be expected when you have the mind of God, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the other level of the game, you know, and I don't do grunt work, nigga. I don't. I'll be back.
It is I, Febana.
Tell me. Febana, how do you trap a monkey?
Well, a gourd is used with a narrow neck. Bait is dropped into the gourd. A piece of fruit or something shiny. The monkey puts his hand down into the neck of the gourd, and then he grabs the bait, and then he's trapped because he can't get his fist out.
Once he realizes he is trapped, why doesn't the monkey let go of the bait?
Because his greed makes him blind.
And what is he greedy for, Febana?
I suppose what he thinks he cannot have.
And what new baits have you brought, Febana? Bring it here for this monkey to see.
Sir,
something shiny, shiny, shiny.
Yo, Jim Rapper, this sounding extra, extra, extra lame. Put you in your place called that real estate. Rap in South Korea, that's where we fucking be. Fuck! Siki Gami? 너란 내 친구들 꿈을 나는 다 알아 여자 가슴 한번 만져보게 아무것도 안 하면서 부럽다고 싫어하는 fuckboy들이랑은 I don't fuck with I don't fuck it man I don't fuck it 너가 원한다면 그냥 바라봐줄 수는 있지 만나고 be 나를 왜 눈물만 더 완벽할까봐 Stevie 같이
One in the hole still drunk as 고주망태 feeling like I'm Tony Montana 민식이 다빈형 신이랑 나 flow 형 with so veteran throne 사퍼 한국인 버전 Who's drilling now rich sugar 귀여 시간 알겠지 누가 왔는지 overdose rack and killer
건데 덕분에 턱을 꽤 마치 로딩처럼 For the record I break the fucking record Stephon Curry처럼
But YouTube에서 원한다고 마이크 잡아 Air Jordan처럼
I'ma let you finish but Take your mic Taylor Swift Kanye처럼 I've been dreaming perfect All my shit be fuming Touring cities in the future Call that metro booming You don't see me losing 나는 이제 내가 잘한다는 거는 언급하지 않을 거야 굳이 You ran my ass 내 뒤에 태가 예쁜가 봐 뒤에서 나를 그냥 따라오게 굳이
무리를 하면 속같이 남의 용동이 난 따라가지 그게 아무리 이쁘더라도 나는 다 냄새가 난다고 보니 acting phony 계속 부려오게 그건 달라는 고집하는 지켜니 소신 타령 말고 초심 내가 볼 때 너네 다 똑같은 반응
여길 다 나홀로 집을 난 마치 캐빈 같아 다 뺏어 다 같이 챙길 거야 나 양아치 새끼 같아
혼자 다 해먹어 마치 난 북한 대통령 같아
마약 수사팀은 나녀도 약한 새끼들 잡아 전부 다 swish
Hey, yo, yo, hold up, hold up. Bring that beat back real quick, man. Yo, y'all can't do this without your boy Flo, man. Yeah.
I'm down, man, to the game. I get thrown out with the bouquet. Cold wax, butter, but on that, but she my moon, muscle like a fishing in the buffet. You can have it, you see through nothing but big skinny dipping down the Phuket. Who must have got if you forgot? Then I'm hot, then I'm coming at you like a toolkit. That I have too far for you to follow. You would never reach the key, like I never got your old letter. So to get the cream, won't let a flow be the tone. Say that she taking it in like a Google getter. Full course meal, I'ma get the money in the tummy, I'ma make room. 식사는 언니가 털 테니 기대해 오 상급 셰프도 요리 coming soon. Oh, boom.
Man, Fat Mac, all my Triple XL, doing what I do just when I think I'm out. They pulls me the fuck back in. And like I said, I try and implore and tell all my cats, man, that there are levels to this game. There are levels to this game, and there are things that are not to be seen by the grunts. You know what I mean? The grunt, their mind is not really equipped to handle, like I say, the whole war campaign, you know what I'm saying? In the theater of war, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard for these niggas to grasp the strategies and the tactics of war, you know what I'm saying? So, just reminds me of like prison, man. It's like when I was in the block, I had like, man, like I said, they put me in the jungle, man. You know, the Klan put me in a block that was really fucked up. It was called K-King. And I was running that for a while, but I was deemed the ghetto, right? And they had Muslim brothers. They had Orthodox Sunni Muslim brothers. And they had 5% brothers, Nation of Gods, not necessarily Earths, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the gods was in that bitch. And you had a nice little Aryan faction in that motherfucker, right? And they had, they had some shock collars in that motherfucker. I was actually pretty much running the whole shebang through the whole prison, right? And I had garnered some respect out of all these cats, man. And whenever they had any situations, they would always come to me. And we would sit around and we would powwow and we would talk about things, keep shit cool in the block, right? And just like out on the streets, you know, bodies is bad for business. Drama is bad for business. Violence is bad for business. Same way in prison, man. The more cool and laid back shit is in the block, you know, motherfuckers can get their money. Niggas can do what they do, right? You don't have no heat, right? So, this what I'm saying. It's like we had a situation between, there was a Nation, a 5% cat, and an Aryan dude, right? And they was always going at it for whatever reason, man. And, you know, they was always fighting. And it was, you know, it was blood getting spilt and shit, man. And, you know, these motherfuckers, they would get locked up, put in isolation. When they get right back out, these two motherfuckers, they go right back to fighting and shit. Now, the administration, for some strange reason, when these things happen, if they have two inmates that don't get along like that, they'll usually separate them. They'll put one inmate back in that block, and they'll take the other inmate and put them in another block, separate them so they don't have that situation. But since it was my block, they want me to just pull my fucking hair out. You know what I mean? They always put them two motherfuckers right back in the same goddamn block. They would put them right back in the block, hoping that something would kick off. Or I don't really know exactly what their plan was, but it was just to make shit harder for me. It was obvious because they was doing shit that they normally just don't do. But yet, and still, what was basically happening, man, was every time something fucked up would pop off between these two inmates, man, that would give license for the front office to get their goon squad to come in my block and turn shit upside down. You know what I mean? Which is a headache for me to a degree, you know what I mean? Because it just pisses off the inmates and shit, and, you know, the tensions run high, you know, and it's just like, god damn, man. So probably after the third situation where these two, this 5% cat and this Aryan was fighting, right, I basically had a powwow with the shot callers, man. Pulled them to the side, put them in my office, and I was like, okay, what do you plan to do about this shit? And they was like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, don't play with me, man. What do y'all plan on doing about this shit? I mean, y'all the shot callers, y'all supposed to have some control over these motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? What y'all say is supposed to be law. So lay down some goddamn law, man. Because obviously, the law that I'm putting down, it's not really helping, because the higher ups in the front office, they getting a kick out of this shit. You know what I mean? It's like they want something to happen in this block. They want somebody to get hurt, or I don't know what their game plan is, but it doesn't bode well for none of us if these two motherfuckers keep doing what they do. So y'all let me know what y'all want to do, okay? And I just left it at that. I didn't say nothing else. You know what I mean? I tried it the right way. Tried it the paperwork way. Get them out the block. Put them in isolation. You know what I mean? The block was hot. Couldn't nobody do no tattoos. Couldn't nobody run no stores. Couldn't nobody do jack shit in there, because each time these two motherfuckers would flip out and go at each other, the goon squad would come in and just turn the whole block upside down. So, needless to say, that I'm going to get into the point here. The point is this. The head of the Aryans and the head of the 5%, they came together, which by today's nigga standards would be tantamount to cooning, because they work with the enemy. They came together for the greater good, and they solved the problem. Not going to say what was done to solve the problem, because I don't even think the statute of limitations is up on this shit, son. But the problem got solved. You know what I'm saying? The problems were eliminated. And damn. All I can say, that's as far as I can go with it. You know what I mean? So I say that to say this. There are levels to this shit. There's levels of understanding when it comes to the theater of war. When someone steps out and they do something, or they make a decision, or they make a statement, and the grunt mind hears it, a lot of times they're not aware of what's going on in the background. They're not aware of what's good for the greater good, and it seems to be coonery, right? But like I said, that's just grunt work. That's how a grunt think. You know what I mean? Grunt has... they have no concept of tactics or strategy. They have no concept of the greater good. Now, because these two came together, right, and they did some quote-unquote traitorous shit, and it would be considered a traitorous move by those up under them to be working with each other, the higher-up Aryan and the higher-up 5% working together to make sure that the block is not hot, that everybody can get their money, and everybody can basically live good and drama and stress-free. You know what I mean? That's cornery. according to these grunt niggas, right? But of course, they're not taking into consideration that due to the fact that these two cats came together and they made this agreement, everybody was making money again. No one was getting stabbed. No one was getting hurt. You know, the block was no longer hot. Everybody could breathe again. That block owed that peace and tranquility to some cooning at the top when it came to the Aryan and the Five basically coming together to get rid of their problem children. Okay. So, I say that to say this. Once again, I have the mind of God. I am Melchizedek the Green One, who came to school Musa, right? And the things that I say may confuse and confound you. But listen, I'm a general. I sit on high on Mount Olympus. And I disseminate knowledge. Finally, The Rock has come back.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a hard lesson to learn.
Sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice one of your own so that everybody else can live good, cuz. Oh, nigga, hey, this is Max. Let's rewind this shit, cuz some of y'all new to this shit. This is Max City, my nigga. And we hit you with that straight lace, no chase. None of that pie in the sky shit. A lot of these other niggas hit you with that goddamn Mother Goose and Grimm. It's not like that here, man. You know, nothing but the real, nothing but the motherfucking raw. That's what it is when you fucks with me, son. You know what I mean? Yes, at times, you will have to sacrifice one to save 100. Right? Like I said, I have no qualms and no quips that niggas that want to catch bullets. Nigga, if you want to run out there, you want to run face first into the wood chipper, by all means, like I said, I will say a prayer for you. I'll slap you on the back and send you on your way. Yes. I'm like, have at it, young man or young woman or whoever the fuck. You want to be a martyr for the cause? Nigga, that's, hey, that is what it is. Handle yours. It won't be me, bitch. I gets down a different sort of way, man. But see, the way I was brought up, because I'm a non-joiner and I don't define myself through others, I've never felt the need to be in gangs. I've never felt the need to have to belong to groups or whatever. You know what I mean? This is not shitting on anybody else that does that. You know, this is just me. But there's a downside to that when you make that sort of stance, you know, you kind of oddball yourself, you kind of ostracize yourself. And that leaves you open to become prey. You know what I mean? The whole world is predator and prey. Make no mistake about it. So that leaves you open to become prey. And that has forced me through the years to come up with strategies, to come up with tactics, to devise plans on how to deal with superior numbers or to deal with a force that is far more powerful than I am, right? I've had to rely on skill, precision, and technique to offset that, you know what I mean? And that means I've had to use my wits. I've had to be clever, you feel me? So the grunt nigga, right? That's all he knows. He just knows superior force, strength, power, you know? But power is nothing without focus. And these niggas have no focus. But me, on the other hand, ooh, I have focus, son. Yes, I have superior tactics, strategies, and techniques for that ass. And that means a lot of things that I say and do may confound you. Because I have the mind of God, I am Melchizedek. I am the Green One who was sent here to teach Musa. You know what I'm saying? Take a break. I'll be back.
Nico Toscani. He's a covert agent trained to survive in Vietnam. He has a master 6-degree black belt in Aikido. And family in the mafia. He's a cop.
Stop the car!
With an attitude.
Do you know why I love you?
You don't live the way other people live.
You officially suspended this guy.
The feds come in, the door's closed, nobody hears, smells, or sees anything.
One man.
You just made number 4 on the most wanted list.
One obsession.
I want to be number 1.
One rule.
You guys think you're above the law. It ain't above mine.
Above the law.
It's just like moonshine. Hey, yo, your face. I mean, you'll be sluttering and whatnot. Next thing you know, y'all know how you got on. I mean, this shit is so damn serious, playboy. I mean, this shit remind me of Pruno or something like that. You dig what I say? But anyway, I'm so tall. Look like my eyes been stitched together with stitches. Ho hopping around with these bitches. Get your garbage dumped with crickets. But you know me, the life of the party. Slurricane Ethel. Too much of me and make you fight your folks and Dr. Jekyll. Like the other day ago, too many swallows. Had them niggas acting bad at the club with them powers. Having lip, big problems, trying to get it up. Well, oh well, one cup of me, I had your shit on stay.
I wake up in the morning and I'm separated. In the bag with my homies and I so hate it. Grenadine, he be tripping cause they don't respect him. That nigga rum, man, that nigga gets dumb. I can't wait until they mix me. I'm going in they mouth, down they throat, and to their kidneys. Hurricanes having motherfuckers seeing things. Courage juice, watch when I get loose.
Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to start the engine, man. Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to start the engine, man.
I'm perfect, swerving, fucking with tycoon shit. Shit, it's time to swip up another mix. Mop to the stove. Oh, it's 151. Got to catch Charlie before we close. Too many hoes at the studio that ain't lit. I likes to bring out the freak and the nasty bitch. Studio tone, pop on that shit that Vinny wrote.
My crib's got hot seats wet and all. That hurricane ever ain't no joke. It'll make a player fall. Creepy eyes on a sticky rod. Pump a fool, straight check on Meg. I'm thinking Miller all. Nah, nah, hit a BD, can't be greedy, gotta stay strong. If I get broken off in them, I can't go wrong. This trick juice, I have a fool on his face. Worse than that bumpy face, gin with no fucking chase.
Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to start an engine, man. Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to start.
The motherfucking end of we. Me and my niggas at the bar key. Walking through the joint, I don't stumble. They bumpin' the bumble. Face like I hate the taste, but now I'm humble. Whisper to a bitch, baby, I've been watching you. But when I'm pervin', everything be looking cute. So if you get the boot when my hangover's sober, don't even trip, get your shit out my Range Rover. I guess to put it how the Spanish fly 90 fin. Influence your bitch to go both ways and eat her best friend. Shit, lockdown, motherfucker, don't be caring. Who riding with my dank cousin Victor Baron? Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Strong enough to start an engine line, bitch. And that's what we do for the 1990 Finn. And we out this biatch. Out this biatch.
Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to start an engine, man. Hurricane, but you can call.
Once again, we going right back talking about how the media, the Jewish media, baiting these niggas, man.
to run face first to the goddamn wood chipper. And once again, you niggas, you following the breadcrumbs to your own demise. And a lot of y'all don't know when you're being baited into a trap. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're being baited into a trap. Reminds me of the whole Shaka Zulu point, man, where I don't know if y'all remember that scene in Shaka Zulu where he was asking one of the white explorers, like, how do you trap a monkey? And he talks about something shiny and a gourd and a tree. And, yeah, I don't know if you've seen it, but I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to hit y'all with it in this joint, man. But anyway, yeah, man, a lot of cats don't really understand, and they don't really know when they're being baited and when they're being led into a trap. But like I said, the propaganda is intended to influence the low IQ nigga, the 85 to 90 percentile on the bell curve. You know what I mean? But you know, you can't dupe a nigga like me, man. I mean, I see the tricks and the traps miles away and in advance. And let me give you another prison story to accentuate my greatness. Let's do that, shall we? That's right. I'm a Chelsea the Green One. That's right. Sent here to educate Musa on the finer things. All things dealing with the 33 Strategies of War and the 48 Laws of Power. Okay. So, the rednecks was hating me. They was trying to find out all sorts of ways to get rid of me in the prison, right? And the best thing, you know, it was trying to water the Chinese water torture shit with me, man. You know, it was just nitpick, just do little shit, just to nitpick at me. You know what I mean? And one of the tactics that they used, and I don't know if I told y'all about this, right? But I had a Suburban. It was real nice, man. Nice chrome wheels on it, man. It was gray. Man, it was like the envy of the lot, man. The crackers hated that goddamn Suburban, man. It was just niggified all the way through and through. So one day, I come out after my shift, and I go to jump in my ride, and I see that I have a dent in the side of my goddamn ride, man. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and I'm looking at it, and right off the grip from the onset, I knew what had made that dent, you know what I mean? But I didn't stop and analyze it. I just jumped in the ride and I just pulled the fuck off and went home. I looked at the dent when I got home, and it was made by a PR24. You know, because I took off my PR24 and I put it up against the dent, and the dent that was in the ride, it was obvious that someone had took one of their PR24 sticks and banged on my shit, right? Okay, this comes into, like I said, not falling for the bait, looking 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps ahead of your opponent, you know what I mean? I knew right from the jump they wanted me to flip the fuck out, okay? They wanted me to do typical nigga shit. They wanted me to riot. But, you know, like I said, since I've been coming up through life, I've been coming up solo, so I've always dealt with things in a cool, calm, methodical, I'll get you later type manner, you know what I'm saying? So, I didn't report it, I didn't even trip it, I just went to work the next day, didn't say shit about it, didn't bring it up, didn't write no paperwork, didn't report it to the authorities. I knew one of them crackers that took that goddamn PR and cracked my shit, you know what I mean? Because number one, I knew that if I did paperwork, right, wasn't nothing going to happen any goddamn way. And two, if I did seek any sort of retaliation, right, it would be obvious that any sort of retaliation that may have been meted out, it would fall back on me. If I wanted to get some get back from these motherfuckers, right, because I couldn't prove who did it, I knew what general clique or group it was, right? And if I tried to do anything to basically get some get back, and if I reported it and I left a paper trail, then it'd be obvious who the fuck did. It would be obvious that I was the assailant in the situation. You know what I mean? Even though, like I said, there was no way to prove that these guys did anything but me coming out, doing paperwork, saying that I think such and such did this. Now, in the event that I wanted to retaliate and I wanted to go ahead and bang up they shit, it would be obvious who the culprit would be. It would have been me. So, in essence, in reporting it, I would have been hanging myself. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so, man, I hope I explained that right. So, my shit gets banged up. I don't report it. It's really pissing them off that they're not getting a payoff. Because, number one, you know, when you do some shit like that, you want a payoff. These crackers, they want to see me flip the fuck out. They want to see me mad. They want to see me flustered. Didn't give them the satisfaction. Once again, I'm a game player. I'm a strategic nigga. You feel me? So, I wait a month. I don't do shit. I don't say anything. I still ride my shit up there. Still checking out my shit. Miraculously, nothing else is going on with my shit, right? So then I'm saying to myself, okay, now's the time that I make my move, okay? Like I said, I think I told you this in one of the other joints, man, where I hired me some dope fiends to come up, and I gave them pictures of three cars, right? And I said, these are the three cars that I want y'all to handle, you know what I mean? And so basically, they put dents in their shit, and not only did they put dents in their shit, but they flattened their tires also. Bam! So when I come into work, or when I leave out of work that day, because we work third shift, and these motherfuckers come out to their car, right? These motherfuckers are hot. Man, I ain't never seen no white folks turn so red in my goddamn life. Now, I couldn't, like I said, I didn't know who specifically did the shit, right? But I knew there was a clique, at least five motherfuckers, man, that I repeatedly had problems with, right? And I singled out three of them. And, you know, I sent a little message. I'm like, this can get dirty. And it can get dirty real quick. You know what I'm saying? But I did it without saying a word. I didn't do no paperwork. You know, I didn't cause no attention to myself. So they can goddamn get mad and pitch a bitch all they want. They can go ahead and do paperwork all they want too. But they can't prove that I did it. Shit. Just like I couldn't prove that they did it. You know what I mean? So basically, it was like a little secret war that was going on in that goddamn prison. But I'm saying that to say this, man. With this whole situation with this TV, which it's obvious that this is a trap. This is something, these niggas are being baited into doing stupid, irrational shit. And once again, the whole United States, you know, they're watching niggas do stupid, irrational shit. And any white folks that you may have had on your team are slowly drifting off into the ether. And I know you's a hard ass nigga and you don't need white folks helping. Okay, all right, like I said, you know, hey, I keeps me some white folks on deck, man. I got me a white dude right now, man. He my porn partner. I'm not gonna say his name, but every time he go to the gun and knife show or he go to the army surplus store, he buys me ammo. You always buy me ammo. Man, it's good to have white folks on your team, man. Shit. You know, he's got this hookup with antibiotics and shit, man. And he's a serious prepper, man. And he hooks me up all the time with prep shit, man. But anyway, yeah, it's good to have some white folks on your team. And, you know, and I have white folks on my team because I fucks with people that's intelligent and who are honorable. And your skin color has absolutely fucking nothing to do if I fucks with you. You know what I mean? Now, the fucked up thing is this, right? Like, when you're dealing, like I said, I told you that the oligarchs are running the United States just like a prison camp. And they put a lot of energy in dividing the races, you know, to keep them, you know, keep everybody divided. You know, that's the key source of their power. But when riots pop off, right? This is the fucked up thing about prison. Even though you want to go ahead and give everybody the benefit of the doubt and be we are the world and hold hands, in that particular setting, when a riot pops off, you almost always have to choose racially. You gotta stand on your square with the black folks, and then the white folks, they gotta stand on their square with the white folks. But that's only if you do not have contingency plans. You know what I mean? When a riot pops off, no one really plans for a riot to pop off a lot of times. They're spontaneous. But if you can predict when the riot is going to pop off, when it's going to pop off and where, then, like I said, you don't necessarily have to have that stance of you have to roll with your race. You know what I mean? It's hard to explain, but yet, you know, that's where I'm at. Since I'm a planner,
But since I'm a tactician, these rules don't necessarily apply to me. You feel me? So, yeah, I'm saying that to say this. I'm not the type of cat that you can bait and that you can trap. Just like with this shit on TV and on mass media. You can't bait me. You can't trap me. You can't get me emotional and all into a tizzy. And you can't get me to make stupid fucking decisions like these low IQ niggas running around in Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now. You know what I mean? It's like, so what's the solution? I keep telling y'all a solution, but you don't want to hear it. The solution takes discipline. And it's a multi-generational solution. It's going to take two or three generations to get this shit right on track. It's not going to happen overnight. Okay? Sorry to hear that. There is no quick fix to this shit. It all starts with good breeding. It all starts with black women choosing good men. It starts with good men choosing good black women. It starts with good family structures being intact. You know what I mean? That's the basis for all of it. A lot of you say, well, we had that back in the 1800s and we still got... Yeah, you still got fucked with, but if you ask me, you was better off then than you are now. And you can basically see that because the United States government saw fit. They said, well, look, they're always going to be a danger to us if they're a nation within a nation. So we have to get them to assimilate and integrate totally so they will abandon all sorts of ability to do for self. But I'm not getting into that right now. Let me go ahead. I swear, man. It hurts, man. It really does hurt. It hurts to be this goddamn smart. You know? Intelligence and smarts. Let me tell you what the difference between intelligence and smarts is, right? Let me use me and Tony as an example, right? Me and Tony. Now, Tony is smart. Tony is 5 levels above me in smarts. Smarts is being able to read something, digest it, and retain it, and spit it back out like it ain't shit. Bam! That nigga is razor sharp on that shit. Now, Tony, he does have, he has a good balance, but I think I basically kind of overtake him in the intelligence department. You know what I mean? Intelligence, to me, is more so dealing with creativity and shit. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that Tony's not intelligent. I'm just saying that me and him work real good together because where I don't shine, he excels. And where, and vice versa. Where I shine, he does not excel. See, that's the big difference between being smart and intelligent. If I was Tony, I would have been able to spit that out in a much more concise, unfucked up manner. You know what I'm saying? I can't talk the way Tony talks. You know, he's a lot smarter than I am. But like I said, I think I'm a lot more cerebral when it comes to being intelligent than Tony. Let me give you an example. Like, because Tony, like, man, Tony's an evil nigga, man. Tony is an evil nigga. Check this out. When all this shit was going on with the porn and shit, right? With, you know, I had the great DVD scandal in 2008 and shit, man. Tony would always say, man, fuck these hoes, man. They better be glad as you. They better be glad as you, because from the grip, if it would have been me, I would have put all them bitches on the corner, man. All them, they would have been in every corner store, this and that. But as far as I was concerned, right, an intelligent man would understand that you can't do that. You can't shit where you eat. Number one, this is a pool of females that I'm going to draw on for my porn. So from the very jump, if I get my first 3-4 chicks, right, and this is back in like 2003, 2004, if I get my first 3 or 4 chicks, and if right from the jump, I go ahead and put them on DVD and corner stores, nigga, that's the end of my business. That's the end of the nigga, it's a wrap. The city is too small for that shit. You can't do that shit. You know what I mean? So, no, I would not put my bitches on blast locally.
That's fucking suicide. You know, Tony for the longest really couldn't, you know, comprehend that. You know, he was like, fuck that. You know, this nigga is just on a warpath to decimate all hoes. Like, no, Tony, no. You can't do that shit, son. No, man. He's like, man, I better be glad it ain't me. Better be glad it ain't me. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the intelligence comes in. You know, thinking two or three moves ahead. Even though Tony's excellent at chess. You know what I mean? I think that Tony, he's just blinded by his zeal and his lust to just destroy all ratchet bitches. Tony wants to destroy ratchet hoes. God damn. You know, and another thing where Tony just didn't understand, one day, he just always used to say, hey man, I met this one bitch, man. She used to fuck with you, and she used to do this, and she used to do that, and she wants your number, and I think you should get with her. I'm like, nah, nigga, that's not good, man. Can't do that shit. He was like, man, why not? I'm like, man, nah, man. Since the 2008 DVD scandal, man, these hoes is butt hurt, man. They mad about that DVD, man, that they think I was behind. And he was like, oh, you know, he would just press it. Just keep telling me every time we meet a bitch and a bitch, you know, he would tell a bitch that he know me. The bitch would always try and get some sort of a communication between, you know, him, me, and the bitch, right? And I'm just like, I don't want nothing to do with them hoes, man. That's a tainted well. That water is poison now. I can't go back. You know what I mean? And it just seemed like for the longest, he just didn't understand why I couldn't do that shit. And then it just took a while. The more he was interacting with these bitches, the more he was talking to them, then the more the venom was coming out, that these bitches was like really mad at me, and they really hated me, and they, you know, they wanted bad shit to happen to me. And then he would come back, you know, years later, say, damn, man, I didn't know that the hate was that real. I'm like, nigga, see, I told you. I told you, man. Like, they ain't no use in going back fucking with them bitches, man. Them hoes is irrational and angry and mad because some dirty ass nigga on the streets done bootlegged the shit, done blamed it on me. You know what I mean? And so, there ain't, nigga, the business is done. It's done, man. You know what I mean? And so, therein lies kind of like the difference between being smart and being intelligent. Or maybe we could just chalk that up to just experience and wisdom. I can't necessarily chalk it up to experience and wisdom because I was making all these decisions being green in the game, really. But I just common sense wise knew, nah, man, you don't shit where you eat. Fuck. You don't do that. You know, you don't put the bitches that you're fucking with on blast locally, right from the grip, in a small town like this. You won't get no more action. You know what I mean? Shit. Even though right now the whole game has changed. And, you know, they still hate me, even though I ain't did shit, but what I said I was going to do with the shit in the first place, you know what I mean? But check this out, man. Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. We're going to take a break, man.
Tonight is the mid-season finale for the hit show Empire.
Dayton has its own empire of thriving artists, as we've been finding out. Amber Janth introduces us to Jay Webb, who's bringing a new sound to the streets of Dayton. A lot of talented people in this
there
area.
There are a lot of talented people, and he is definitely bringing a different sound. Jay Webb, also known as MC Picket Fence, has been rapping for more than 30 years now. And last month, he released a new album called Guts, a Practice in Space Conscious Theory. And his music is Afrofuturism, which combines elements of science fiction, fantasy, and black culture. And his goal is to bring balance back to hip-hop music. Now, a lot of artists talk about drugs and the fantasy of cars and jewelry, things most of us will never obtain. Now, MC Picket Fence focuses on a different message.
I'm just trying to live fair in this world of parasites. Tired of just standing for my rights.
I talk about a lot of social issues, such as all the things you might see on Facebook. I also talk about social injustice. Right now, we deal with a lot of police brutality towards African-American males and African-Americans, period.
Now his latest song, Parasites, features his 15-year-old son. Now when Jay Webb isn't working on his music, he's also giving back to the community. In fact, a portion of the sales from his new album will go to his charity called the Gym City Get Down, which helps families in need. And coming up, you'll hear from Jay Webb's son and how he says that his father's an inspiration to the next generation of hip-hop artists.
A slave is essentially any organism whose energy, efforts, or life force is exploited by another organism. And regardless of application, this definition is absolute.
I'm just trying to live fair in this world of parasites. Tired of just standing for my rights. I wanna move with them. Be aware of my space as well as its correspondence. Mathematics, shit seems unbalanced. But I guess it's dog eat dog. Over 20 years off the hall, but I'm sure more have come for me. God body trying to get free. I see through these eyes, not with them. The thoughts, the brain I give them. The mind no longer controls me. Fuck this shit you got, that don't make you hot. Who are you really? Just shoes and clothing. Nigga, you're boring. This body fat is snoring. You putting me to sleep. Same old, same old. Fucking ticks, y'all some heartworms.
If you will suck my soul, I will lick your funky emotions. Your funky emotions.
My rhymes are like parasites, you were the host. You think real hip-hop's dead, but that's just a hoax. You think you're awesome cause all you do is brag out and boast. Haha, you make me laugh, get it? That was a joke, just like your take on the rap game. Hold up, it's not a game, it's a way of life. Don't treat it right, you will be smite by Thor. And the Illinois, young Eroy Jenkins, while I burst to the door. Like none before, as I leave this track bloody on the floor. And while I'm spitting, you'll never be bored. And if you are, now my palm is yours. Maybe all your brain cells are being destroyed. But back on track, TBR, never whack. Rob so heavy, break it back. Cut the crack like Netherrack. But Minecraft jokes aside, I must say bye-bye. I beg you all not to cry, cause I'll be on another track. Soon you'll see. And wrong, I'm gonna beg and don't be screaming. Come back, man, and don't do it.
I look at parasites as a number one cause for disease. And to talk about changing the way you eat, you have to get rid of these parasites because even
because I said that there is only one disease. The mucous membrane has been compromised. And wherever that compromise has taken place, a disease would be present. The judge said, example. I said, Your Honor, if someone has sinusitis, what is obstructing the nasal passage? She said, mucus. And where there's mucus in the bronchial tubes, what they call that disease? Bronchitis. And when you have pneumonia, what covers the lungs? She said, mucus. When the judge said, mucus, 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 Dr. Victor Herbert, who was in defense of the state, he jumped up and said, in a very angry way, and what about AIDS? And what about AIDS? You and your one disease theory. The judge said to me, do you have a response? I said, yes. To begin with, Your Honor, I never rely on theory. You see, I have never been to school. You never been to school? I said, no, ma'am. So you see, I would be a poor candidate to rely on a theory. I don't even know what is a theory. I don't believe in anything. Either I know or I don't know. About what I said in reference to disease, I know that it doesn't fall in the category of a theory. It is a fact. It is reality. My most humble and distinguished Dr. Victor Herbert is asking me, what about AIDS if disease is the result of mucus? Where is the mucus? It's in the skin, the blood, the lymphatic system, which makes up the immunological system. That is where you find the mucus. That is the cause of AIDS, not a virus. A virus simply does not exist. You know, it's like asking about protein. What is protein? I could ask anyone on this planet, what is protein? They're not going to be able to identify it because they don't know.
All right, I'm back. Like I said, yeah, there's a marked difference between, like I said, being smart. And it's just like, I think women are smarter than men. I don't think they're more intelligent than men. You know what I mean? Shit. And once again, Tony's probably going to want to have a chess match with me after this. Probably going to want to test his intelligence. But once again, like I said, I think it's a really good balance, man. I think I edge him in intelligence, but goddamn, he damn sure is creaming me in smarts. Put it that way. Because goddamn, Tony, how the fuck don't you know I can't go back and fuck with these bitter-ass bitches after that DVD shit, nigga? You should have knew that shit, nigga. Come on, man. You do not negotiate with terrorists. Fuck, well, anyway, let me talk about Dr. Sebi. A lot of y'all probably don't know Dr. Sebi. He's like a nutritionist, man, a holistic healer type cat, man. He was real famous for treating Left Eye Lopez and getting her endocrine in her body and all. You know, getting things right with her within herself, man. You know, getting her health real good and shit, man, before she passed away. And we're going to go back to intelligence and smarts again on this one. Once again, I had, like my boy, Tony, he hit me up with this shit, man. He hit me, wow, it was deep, man, because really, I haven't really gotten that deep into Dr. Sebi, but Tony hit me with some videos, because me and him always talking about how these niggas run around with the S on their chest, talking about how super they are because they got melanin. And in this video, you know, Dr. Sebi basically trashes the whole concept of you being super because you have melanin. You know what I mean? It was just masterfully put together. It was a really good video. And shout out to Tony for sending me that shit, because it got me on a journey to actually get into deeper subject matter with Dr. Sebi, right? And in doing this, of course, I came across other cats on social media that was talking about Dr. Sebi. And there's this one dude in particular I know who he kind of scoffs at my whole premise that HIV does not cause AIDS. You know what I'm saying? But this is the same guy who is like all on Dr. Sebi's nuts. You know what I mean? If y'all don't know, I have this theory, you know what I mean, that HIV does not cause AIDS, right? And you know, niggas is just like, oh man, that's crazy, that's crazy. But you know, I've given all sorts of expert analysis, man, and testimonies from virologists and epidemiologists that says that the HIV virus has never been isolated, and it's never been a little bit rusty on that subject matter right about now, man. But like I said, this is world class scientists on this shit. I'm not talking about your fucking family doctor. I'm talking about world class scientists, especially over in Europe, right? And due to the fact that these conflicting viewpoints never appear on American TV, niggas don't buy it. You know how it is. In order for a nigga to buy it, it's gotta be on TV. You know what I'm saying? If it don't come on TV, then shit, nigga, you crazy. Nigga, you crazy. But this is, I was talking to one of these so-called pro-black niggas. Once again, you cannot equate today's pro-black with the pro-black of early 1990s, man. Jesus, these niggas, Jesus. I like to call them hidden color niggas, man. These hidden color niggas don't know shit. They don't know how to think. They have no sort of deductive reasoning factors, skills whatsoever, man. So This nigga, he was like, ah, man, what you mean AIDS ain't real? Dr. Sebi, he cures AIDS. He cures AIDS. What are you talking about? I'm like, have you read any of his literature? Have you listened to any of his videos? You know what I mean? He's like, yes, of course I have. I'm like, well, if Dr. Sebi cures AIDS, right? All right, well then, tell me this. Why does he say in his videos that he doesn't believe that bacteria, germs, or viruses cause illnesses? Huh? Once again, according to his philosophy, right? Because his whole thing is, if your body just remains alkaline and does not become acidic, you won't become sick. And he says that germs, bacteria, and viruses do not cause illness. So if he's actually curing what you would call AIDS, right, which is caused by the HIV virus, so you say, because it was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland. It was a super virus that the white man created to kill niggas and all this shit. You know what I mean? Then why does Dr. Sebi say that viruses do not cause illness? Well, basically, it's real simple, man, because, you know, immunodeficiencies have existed from the dawn of time, man. You know, once you get sick and you die, you know, to a degree, that's an immunodeficiency right there. You know, from when you get older, as you get in life, your body has problems fighting off diseases, man. You know, your immune system can get compromised by many things. And basically what's happening, like I said, over in Africa, the World Health Organization, they're lumping all sorts of diseases that have been around since the dawn of time in with AIDS. And these diseases can merely go away with proper nutrition. So when Dr. Sebi says he can cure AIDS, he's just following the script, really. He's not saying he can cure HIV, because really there's no need to cure HIV because it's a harmless retrovirus. Shit. And basically everything that everyone's being diagnosed with, especially over in Africa, illnesses that are brought on by malnutrition. And Dr. Sebi, his whole shtick is good nutrition. You follow me so far? So, I mean, it's just like, nigga, you on Dr. Sebi's nuts, but you're not smart enough to even follow what he's saying. Hell, if the man says that viruses and bacteria and germs do not cause illnesses, but yet you still run around talking about how HIV causes AIDS, then you're contradicting what the hell Dr. Sebi's teaching. Because according to what this man is saying, as long as your body is alkaline, disease can't live in your body, including HIV viruses. Shit, right? So you mean to tell me that the white man, in all his wisdom in Fort Detrick, Maryland, made a super duper virus that could be cured by juices and berries, nigga? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you... Once again, we dealing with just some common fucking sense, man. Just common fucking... Here's some more common fucking sense for you, right? I think I told y'all that they had studies, man, about people who were married. One individual being HIV positive and the other spouse being HIV negative. And these people were together, you know, for 5, 10, 15 years having sex. And none of the individuals who were HIV negative came up HIV positive. Now, how does that happen? How does that happen? You know, because this is supposed to be the great... boogeyman. It's supposed to be the super duper virus of all viruses to kill niggas, right? Right? Okay? But you got a spouse that you've been boning for a decade, and they never come up HIV positive. And I'm not even talking about boning them with a prophylactic or a rubber. I'm talking about raw dogging it. And they never come up HIV positive. So you know what they had to do? Of course, because like I said, many of these virologists and epidemiologists say you do not transmit a virus sexually. That's what they're saying. It's like, it just doesn't happen. It goes against Koch's postulates and all this other sort of shit. So what the community had to do
the pharmaceutical communities and medical communities that make big money off of this shit, Big Pharma. Then they came out and said, oh, well, actually, it's going to take probably about 1,000 encounters with someone sexually to transmit the HIV. I'm not shitting you. Look it up. Google that shit, man. Each time, you know, there's a hole in an argument, they come up with this fuckery, man, out of left field. And once again, this goes back to IQ. A low IQ nigga would go ahead and just say, oh, okay, just accept it. But not me, son. Like, fuck out of here, man. You know, back in the 90s, this supposed to be the boogeyman of all boogeymans. It's like, if a motherfucker breathed on you, man, you supposed to die. Now they saying, oh, it takes 1,000 encounters with someone HIV positive. They cooking the books because they know that this shit is not transferred sexually. It's bullshit. Smoke and mirrors. And Dr. Sebi says that, hey, HIV could be cured with juices and berries, right? Oh, okay. Okay, well, maybe that don't convince you. Okay. Once again, Africa, yeah, the white man hate black folks, so he wants to decimate Africa's population. So niggas say. So that's why he came up with the Fort Detrick, Maryland situation where he created the HIV. First of all, let me go back. Once again, there's levels to this shit. Just like when I was reading the Bible and I was really up on, you know, Jesus thing. You know, there's levels to this shit. At one point, I thought Jesus was white. And then through further study, I found out, oh, man, you know, he's come from this region, you know, of the world. So he had to been black. You know, he had hair like wool and bronze skin and such, 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 such. And I, you know, I thought I was deep with that shit. I'm like, yeah, that's right. He black. And then all of a sudden, through further study and analysis of, you know, comparative analysis of other religions, I found out this nigga probably didn't exist at all. So the whole concept of me fighting over his color is ridiculous. You know, it's like, oh, there's levels to this shit, man. You know, first I thought he was white. Then I thought he was black. Then it's like, this motherfucker, he's probably a figment of everybody's imagination. He probably never existed at all. You know what I'm saying? Same way with the whole HIV/AIDS thing. You know, totally ignorant about the shit. Read up on it. It was like, man, you know, totally mystified about it. Horrified. And then I read up on it, and then I was like, oh, shit, Fort Detrick, Maryland. You know, it was engineered. It was a biological weapon. Kill black folks. You know, that was another level of the game. Then I get to another level of the game. I'm like, oh, shit, man. Through studying real science on this shit can't be real. This shit is bullshit. Leading experts in the field say it's fucking bullshit, but it don't come on TV in America. So, of course, yeah, I'm the crazy one. So, there's levels to this shit. But if you keep learning, you keep studying, I mean, that's the only way that you get to certain levels of the game. So, once again, they say that this virus was made to decimate the population of Africa. All right, do you know what the population of Africa was in the 1980s? Population of Africa was about 600 million. Okay, 600 million. Now, once again, you know, AIDS was in full swing then. You know, it was a big boom, and AIDS is real. AIDS is killing everybody. HIV, AIDS. Do you know what the population of Africa is now? Do you know what the population of AIDS, or population of AIDS, population of Africa is now? 1 fucking billion. So, we got a super virus that can be cured with juices and berries, and it's not doing too well as far as, you know, decimating the population because, fuck, since 1980, man, there's been an additional 400 million people born in Africa. What kind of plague is this? You know, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with these niggas? Only low IQ niggas would sit down and accept this shit, man. Oh, it takes 1,000 times for you to have sex with your spouse to get HIV. Oh, really? What? Wow, okay. Google it, nigga. Hey, go ahead, Google. How many times does it take for you to have sex with someone to catch HIV? You are going to be astounded with the shit they come up with to confound and confuse you niggas, man. Ugh, Good God, man. But anyway, I'd like to say peace to Dr. CB, man. This is kind of weird, man, because they say he died of pneumonia. You know, just like they said with Prince, he died of pneumonia. Just how they say with Eazy-E, he died of pneumonia. You know what I mean? There's no doubt that, you know, there are certain diseases, not necessarily diseases, but I would say germ warfare and biological warfare agents that can give the impression that you have pneumonia and can kill you straight the fuck out. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards, you know, there's a lot of people that's falling, you know, just croaking and, you know, giving up the ghost all of a sudden with pneumonia. You know what I mean? Shit. But anyway, like I said, man, just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. I have pissed off a lot of people in this podcast, and it's all good, son. It's all good because I'm a general in the game. I do not do grunt work. I shed no tears for grunts. Whether you be on either side, I give two fucks. I am the watcher. I got my popcorn. I'm enjoying the show. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, man. Yeah. Like I said, all motherfuckers from the streets is not on this shit, man. My peoples is laughing they ass off at these motherfucking niggas out here getting popped for no goddamn reason. Just doing the dumbest shit, right? And, of course, since I am the go-to guy in the family, since I'm the square nigga that's done all this research, right? They all come to me. They want to know this. Not trying to give away my hand here, man, but like I said, I'm the watcher. I have contingency plans. We do have bunkers. We do have, like I said, man, the shit is real out here, and we are preparing. It may never happen. And it might. You never know. But, like, I'm not really wrapped up in all this shit that's on TV, man. It's a waste of goddamn energy. I'm just getting prepared, man. Just getting prepared. You know. Fat Mac and I'm out. Fat Mac and I'm out. Fat Mac and I'm out.
A mortal asks me why I'm so harsh on mortals. And why they're so different from the gods. Only mortals would allow wisdom and feel to exchange place with intellect and delusion. Only mortal minds battle power to scar generations and dynasty form. Only mortals will allow sexual preference to become a separate race. Only mortals will allow their children to be taught by those who could be bought or sex for grade. Only mortals will allow chemical warfare to override natural instincts of healing. Only mortals will allow leadership without knowledge of self to lead the already confused. Only mortals would allow the undisciplined to inherit the earth. So don't ask me stupid questions.
Hey yo, you niggas must be out your fucking mind. Yo, thinking dog can't pull another motherfucking rabbit out the hat. Think I ain't gotta check out my motherfucking Steve, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck that niggas, nigga. Think I'm doing just sitting around doing nothing? Oh my god, y'all just can't be serious, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had a nigga in the cut with a wood at. All the niggas acting up where the wolves at. You better bust that if you don't pull that. Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had a nigga in the cut with a wood at. All the niggas acting up where the wolves at. You better bust that if you don't pull that. Yo, 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 yo. Man, cats don't know what it's gonna be. Fucking with a nigga like me. D to the M to the X. Last I heard, that niggas was having sex with the same sex. I show no love to homo thugs. Empty out, reload, and throw most slugs. How you gonna explain fucking a man? Even if we squash the beef, I ain't touching your hand. I don't fuck with chumps. For those that been to jail, that's the cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. I don't fuck with niggas that think they bras. Only know how to be one way, that's the dog. I know how to get down, know how to bite. Bark very little, but I know how to fight. I know how to chase a cat up in a tree. Man, I gave y'all niggas the business for fucking with me. And she crazy. Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had a nigga in the cut with a wood at. All the niggas acting up where the wolves at. You better bust that if you gon' pull that. Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had a nigga in the cut with a wood at. All the niggas acting up where the wolves at. You better bust.
feet past midnight, look for them in the mall. Don't play with these cats, cause I ain't got nothing to say to these cats. For the mothers that really do love them, please pray for these cats. Cause I know niggas is hard-headed, but I ain't got the patience. Don't want me having no patience, turning to more patience. More trouble to ICU, cause ICU trying to get away with shit a real nigga wouldn't do. Where my dogs at? See them niggas? Get them, boy. That's how we do. Yeah, this is for my dog. This is for my dog. Yo, where we at, baby? From then till now, don't ask me how. Know that we gon' roll like the niggas in here. Egg block on the show.
Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had that nigga in the cut, where the wood at? All the niggas acting up, where the wolves at? You better bust that if you gon' pull that. Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had that nigga in the cut, where the wood at? All the niggas acting up, where the wolves at? You better bust that if you gon' pull that.
Yo, 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 yo. I get paid, do my crime, stop niggas like grapes making wine. Five CDs with mad rhymes. Don't hit me with that positive shit, I know you lying. You really wanna stop niggas from dying? Stop niggas from trying. Cause I ain't really got that time to waste. And I thought I told you to keep these fucking bums out my face. Looking at you in the grill, it might be nice to cut. Once I split your ass in two, you'll be twice as butt. Yeah, you right, I know your style pussy, cause I'm fucking it. Since we all here, you hold my dick like me sucking it. Motherfucker, don't you know you never come near me? Shove your head up your ass, have you seen shit? Him. Never heard the DB running, cause DB gunning. I beat my dick and bust up in your eye till you can see me coming. Empty clips and shells are what I leave behind. And if they get me with the drug, they hit me when it be denied.
Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had a nigga in the cut, where the wood at? All the niggas acting up, where the wolves at? You better bust that if you gon' pull that. Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had a nigga in the cut, where the wood at? All the niggas acting up, where the wolves at? You better bust that if you gon' pull that. What?
Where the fucking hood at? If hood is fucking with me, nigga, for real.
Monkey is to play the fool. While you laugh at his antics, he bites you from behind. Unmask his ego, and you expose a coward.